Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Love is measured in dying. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Another of the 3:16s in the Bible. Here is how we know the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I'm sure that you may have heard the expression, "I love you to death." Well, it's not really what we mean, but the essence is everything that we have, everything that we are, is directed toward the love that we show to that individual. At least it should be. I think those of us who have lost loved ones know what it is to be at the bedside of that precious, precious life, knowing that in just a few moments that life is going to be an eternity, and the separation that we will experience while it is penetrating and devastating, it is always temporary, because they know the Lord, we know the Lord, and we have eternal life waiting for us. They have entered into that eternal life. We are experiencing the life that we have here, but the real life that is waiting for the true believer is beyond the veil of this life. It is eternity. And our love is measured in how much we trust in the Word of God, that he has given us life that is everlasting life. And this is how we have experienced the true understanding of how much God loves us. He loved us to death, his death. He died for us. And the question that we should always ask ourselves, are we living his life for him? Are we laying down our life for others in order that we might show how much we love him for how much he loved us? If not, start right now. Give your love to the Lord wholeheartedly by loving those in the family of God who are around you. Heavenly Father, I pray that in this time of year when we focus upon the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ, you came as an infant. You came as a helpless individual. We all entered life in the same way. We all were born of our human parents, and we, by choice, have become children of God. Not because of anything that we did, not because of anything that we deserved, but because of your great love. And our love for you is measured in how much we die for you. Let us live in such a way that we give ourselves fully and freely and completely to you. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.